Our scripture for this morning is starting right there at the beginning in Genesis chapter 4. And we're going to take the second part of verse 2 and read through verse 9. This is from the New International Version. Now, Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. And the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." And God was giving Cain time to think about what he said to him. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" And may the Lord add his blessing to our reading of his word and of our hearing of it. One of the great questions of the Bible is Cain's responsive question to the question that God had asked of him. When Cain said to the Lord's question to him, he said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" One of the great questions of the Bible. That is a major question for our times now. Am I responsible for someone else? Anyone else? Everyone else? Well, that opens a lot of entrances. A lot of, where does this door lead me to? If I have responsibility to him, to her, does their life matter to me? Well, but first, let's start developing our thoughts through the scripture. Cain was the first son of the first couple, those first people the Bible tells us God created. Adam and Eve. His name Cain means possession. Eve said when Cain was born, "I have gotten a man from the Lord." That's verse 1 of chapter 4. We didn't read verse 1. But it meant, "I have a new possession." She was expressing the joy of her new possession, Cain. And the joy of participating with God in giving birth to life. You know, God created us all as he participates in the conception and the birth of every new child. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be really, really great if everyone celebrated the birth of every child with that understanding and that joy? A partnership with God. Well, who did Cain become? Well, he was a farmer by occupation. And then after the murder of his brother, he fled away from there to a place called Nod. He built a city, and he became the ancestor of the following people in the Bible. Jabal, the forefather of tent-dwelling cattle keepers, and Jubal, who was the forefather of musicians, people who play saxophones and things like that. Tubal Cain, the forefather of smiths, that is, the makers of metal tools, you know, like a blacksmith. Lamech, a man of violence, And Joshua 15:57 says he was the ancestral head of 10 cities of the Kenites. That was Cain. Now, Abel was the second son born to Adam and Eve. And the name Abel means shepherd, herdsman, and son. It also means breath, or even temporary and short-lived. I wonder if there's some significance there. Well, he was a keeper of the sheep flock and is described in Matthew 23:35 as an example. He was an example. He was the first of men of righteousness. He offered to God a firstborn lamb of his flock, which was accepted, while Cain's offer of some of his produce was rejected. Well, when Cain murdered his brother Abel, the Lord, speaking directly to Cain, asked, "Where is your brother Abel?" And Cain replied, "I don't know." And then asked God this fateful question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" But to the great question asked to Cain by the Lord, the real and right answer from anyone who knows the answer to God is always, "I know where my brother is. I know I'm responsible for my brother's welfare. I'm responsible for anyone's welfare. This is where I know where my brother or my sister is and in their need. I know with you, Lord, I am my brother's keeper." So, you know, there's some great and timely lessons that come from Cain's question. Cain's question was an avoidance of responsibility. Am I my brother's keeper? That question I am calling a question of avoidance, addresses itself to these issues, to your attitude. Well, it addresses it because you've been thinking to ask that question. So what is your attitude? To a form of fake godliness. A form of fake godliness. To accessibility. And to the revealing of people as sinners. A great disclosure of people as sinners. To your direct responsibility, and it addresses itself to witnessing. So first, that question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" addresses itself to one's attitude. And I say it's because you even think to ask it. Well, let's start from the very beginning. Making an offering to God is a natural thing for mankind. There was a concept of making offerings of thanksgiving to God that was there long before the institution of sacrificial offerings by Moses. Well, he set a rule, but Abraham made them. He was way before Moses, and they go all the way back to these offerings first spoken of with Abel and Cain. Well, how does God receive our offerings? It seems to be evident that God had favor. Another translation says respect for offerings, because attitudes were involved. Verse 4 says, "The Lord looked with favor, looked with respect on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor." Or unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. So you see right there, you don't know yet why God didn't favor Cain's offerings, but it doesn't take long to see why. Abel represents one who responds to God, who is and who comes to God, bringing his gratitude to God with an offering of the best of what God has given to him. The fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. That was the best of the best. And Cain represents one who comes to God on his own terms. He decides what he's going to bring. Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil. Some of the fruits. That's the verse, verse 3. You can read that verse 3 in any translation, and what you find is that Scripture, and I think very carefully, does not qualify or give any sense of the value of the offering brought by Cain, just some of. See, it's not Abel brought animal, Cain brought plants. Rather, it is what was their attitude about their offering. But wait, that was just not the only attitudinal problem Cain had. God didn't respect Cain's offering because his attitude about values and why you make a Thanksgiving offering to God. God didn't value Cain's choice, and Cain got angry. Verse 5. Verse 5 says, Cain was very angry. That was his first response back to God after God said, wait a minute. So in verse 7, God warns Cain about the problem of the sin of anger and what to do to respond to a rush of anger. He said, do what is right. And if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. But Cain didn't receive God's counsel. He didn't hear what God said to him. He transferred the sin of his attitude of anger over to someone who he could take his anger out on. He could take it out on Abel. Now, I honestly don't think it's a stretch to say in our day we are seeing graphically how anger over what some don't agree with God on, what God says is right in this world, is leading to that anger, taking that anger out on other people. And I do not hesitate to say, black lives do indeed matter. And babies' lives matter. And homeless people's lives matter. And rich people's lives matter. And handicapped people's lives matter. And poor people's lives matter. To God, all lives matter. And to all Christians, all lives must matter. Amen. That is the only correct attitude that answers the question, am I my brother's keeper? You bet I am my brother's keeper. God's prophet Micah wrote about attitude. He said about God, he has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Cain's attitude not only was wrong first toward God, but it spilled over into the wrong attitude toward Abel, whom he killed. Well, next, we see the question, am I my brother's keeper, addresses itself to a form of fake godliness. You know, if you want to see what a person's worship is worth, see him after the service is over and he's left church. Cain killed Abel when church was over, after he supposedly had just had a worship experience. Cain's anger shows that his worship was a form of trying to be godly, but God knew it was just a fake. He was faking it. If his offering had been made in the right spirit, a worshipful thanksgiving to God for his blessings, that would be the right spirit. There would have been no reason, no follow-up of the sin-induced act of angrily killing Abel. Cain refused to heed the warning of God. Before that killing act, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. He didn't seem to hear. God knew Cain had to straighten up his attitude of anger, or it would lead to desperate sin. If Cain had had a real case of religion, not starting out with a fake form of godliness, he would never have killed his brother. And we also need to see how the question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" addresses itself to acceptability. Some offerings are indeed more acceptable to God than others, but that's only for the right reason. God looked with favor on Abel's offering and with disfavor on what Cain brought, and the scripture strongly hints concerning the preference, but it leaves us opportunity to search for other reasons or some other kind of reasons. I've suggested this one, the clue of what a general sum means, you know, some of the fruits from Cain. Nothing special, just some. Well, in addition, others have proposed in commentaries that I have read that God's preference may have been due to the differing dispositions of the spirits in the brothers. Abel was kind of loose going and easy going, and he was so happy to do what he did, and Cain was just demanding. Or the substance of the offering, flesh, not fruits. Or had Cain really accepted the lordship of God? The possibility is that God would have accepted Cain's offering if Cain really had given over his life to God. Later scripture pictures Cain as a wicked person. 1 John 3:12 says, "Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother." And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. So what message does this give to us today? I think this. If you accept Christ as truly the Lord of your life, then it follows that your offerings to God will be acceptable to Him. And any brother or sister will be acceptable to you. And here's one we must pay attention to the question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" It addresses the sad but true disclosure of all people as we are all sinners. Our sin may go unnoticed by others, but God takes account of every sin. And He said to Cain, one verse beyond our morning scripture, this is in verse 10, He says, "Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Biblical writers point out that God indeed knows us as sinners. A couple of examples, Numbers 32, 23, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. And our sins are not only known by God, but He will punish us because of them, or forgive us if we are truly under the lordship of Christ and recognize our sin and seek forgiveness. Cain says in verse 13, "My punishment is greater than I can bear." Unless our sins are taken to God and confessed, and by His mercy forgiven, they will be waiting at the door of our attitudes, ready to strike at any moment. And the question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" addresses itself to my own responsibility. Mine. And I know you'll be glad for me to add for your responsibility. Cain's question is taken usually to refer to physical well-being. And that kind of meaning can be justified by this scripture passage. We do have duties on behalf of those unfortunate ones who need food or clothing or shelter or healing. But I believe Cain's question really points more to the spiritual than to the physical. It does not seem unjust to Cain to say that his offering, however good the produce may have been, was not prompted by a faith that rested in and responded to God's will. Abel's offering, down through the ages, was recognized, however, as being offered in faith. Hebrews 11:4 says, "It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable to God, a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did." Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. Well, Cain too is still speaking through his question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" as it addresses itself to our witnessing. You see, the only right answer to the question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" is a resounding yes. We are responsible for people's souls as well as their physical lives. The Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, teaches us to witness. Proverbs 11:30. Ezekiel 3:17 through 21, Daniel 12:3, Matthew 28:19 and 20, Acts 20:26 and 27. And I could give you more. But the most direct teaching to us today is more than a teaching. It is the final directive. It is the command of Jesus to all who follow him. Matthew 28, "Go into all the world." Acts 1, "You shall be my witnesses." We have been blessed, we've been redeemed, and we are to point others to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Mm-hmm. We have been saved with an all-encompassing task to win others to Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We have been chosen as speakers, as witnesses for Christ, so that lost people everywhere might hear and have the gospel. Amen. Amen. Are you now responding to Christ's call to be a witness? Do you witness? And this is by necessity general, but take it as your own, whatever your situation is in life. Do you witness to your mate, to your sisters and brothers, to your children, to your neighbors, to your friends, to your acquaintances, to the person you just met and can talk to? Here's your Lord's command. Give witness to your saving faith today, to Jesus as Lord, as Savior, as Master of your life. That's what we are called to do. All right. Amen.